Australia's native bush foods are a multi-million dollar industry, but perhaps counterintuitively, First Nations-owned businesses and producers are few and far between. Lack of access to finance and remoteness are some of the obstacles to those who might get into the booming sector. But there's also a lively debate about how best to protect cultural heritage. All matters being discussed at the country's first bush food symposium being held in Sydney. Sarah Collard went along to check it out.
People have travelled to Sydney from around the country to learn more about the foods that have sustained generations of First Nations people for tens of thousands of years. Daniel Birong is a senior supervisor at Gerrigan Aboriginal Corporation's Native Nursery in far north Queensland. He's an expert in the foods grown there for thousands of years.
So the native foods that we have in our nursery at the moment is the native peanut, also the Davidson plum, which is starting to get out there, it's already out there, and many of the gingers that we have, and pretty much some of the cherries and the berries, yeah.
But commercialising that knowledge is something he's keen to develop.
Well, I'm hoping to learn probably a little bit more how to market certain bush foods, but also not completely sell it, but actually keep something that's there and try and sell it in a way and make that balance that it's not too much overboard, giving too much away.
About 150 Indigenous businesses, academics and growers have gathered for the two-day conference where it's hoped they'll gain a greater understanding of the market for bush foods, as well as protecting their cultural and intellectual property. Peter Cooley from First Hand Solutions says the bush foods and native plants industry is dominated by non-Indigenous people. He says that's something that needs to change.
We can see the opportunities, but considering the importance of our knowledge and traditional foods, traditional country that all this industry is based on, I think that we not only need to have a strong presence in the industry, but we need to be up there driving the vehicle as it grows.
Raylene Brown has run catering company Kangas Can Cook in Alice Springs for over 30 years.
When I first started my business, it was only just a handful of people in the territory. You know, I knew of a few scattered all around Australia, but now you can find a new business popping up every day in the bush food scene, so business is definitely growing at a very fast pace.
Ms Brown says at the core of that growth must be long-held connection to culture.
For me, it goes right back to country. It goes to those knowledge holders, those women that have been harvesting and carrying those beautiful stories of our plants on country for many, many, many thousands of years. And I think we need to make sure we keep that story strong about that connection back to country.
Peter Cooley says growth in the industry is certain and Indigenous people need to play a larger role.
It's important that Aboriginal people play a strong role in the industry going forward, but do it in a way that's ethically right and also our interests and our knowledge and our cultural intellectual property is protected.
Peter Cooley from First Hand Solutions speaking with Sarah Collard.